don't know why them pills making her sick. Say, because it wasn't supposed to make her heart slow or make her sick no kind of way. Say, it's supposed to keep her heart from blooded. They said to cut them in half. Probably 3 times a day, or a day or two, and it still made her sick. Just throw them away and forget about them.
Yeah. Well, now them.
Losing some of
these
hooks a whole heap of it. A whole heap of it ain't gonna do nothing but make you sick.
That's right.
But a little bit
will
go ahead on
and
kill you.
Yes.
So I said I wasn't gonna bother with them there as long as the heart was around.
Well, that's what he said. Hendrix down there said that he just sometimes he got a little too much and had to cut it down.
As long as the heart ain't worried, I ain't gonna bother about killing them to him. Cause you take them pain pills for a heart, and they don't bother.
Yeah.
And as soon as you give that quinidine started bothering.
Have you tried it on the half a dose?
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Well, you can tell pretty quick. How long does it take?
Take a
fake. Yeah.
No long after 4 days.
Yeah. Well, now that's what he said. He just moderating it. Oh, shoot.
Now, a lot of times, you do what the doctor tells you to do. And it don't do no good. And sometimes you go don't follow your mind, you do better.
Well, now, I don't know about you, but Miss Patterson's pretty good at that. But Miss Patterson remembers, Bootsy, you know more about that than I do. She remembers every remedy she's had since she was 18 years old.
That's right. Well, I have some pretty nasty remember all that I've been up to remember. Ever since I've been up to remember.
So you get to do that.
If you got well and it ain't old enough long, the glass going dry, make it deeper down in the water.
Oh, it's plenty.
Sometimes you had to go past that bad water to get to the good water.
This water is plentiful. You could that thing run all day.
Well, it's
so deep.
Well, it ain't deep enough to go down deeper.
Well, I tell you.
Back when I was a kid, right down here, on this corner, where Richmond got them cows at. Well, back over in them, that up thicket, there was a spring there. And any time, summer or winter, you went by there and got some water out that spring, it was ice cold.
Yeah.
You know down the back of the saddle, so Mr. Saddle's back of old Saddle's place. You know down there that branch?
Oh, I know that's on the old Saddle's place.
And I mean, that was some good water. Mm-hmm. And back over here in the Abraham, it was a spring over there. And that water was ice cold, the best water you ever tasted.
What hammock is that? Abraham?
The Abraham, over the side of the highway.
Oh. And you say that's still there?
Mm-hmm. But now you have to cook it right away fine.
Yeah.
And all the pump water around here was good water.
Yeah.
But around here, there's some change too.
Well,
I was looking at swamps and Bob Castle Rouse made a thing with him, and I was jobbing with him to kill the thing. But, back around here, there's some change too.
Well,
I was looking at swamps and Bob Castle Rouse made a thing with him, and I was jobbing with him to kill the thing. Bush was scared to grow. So we were swamping it down. If we didn't, if we missed the cow, got it. Well, frankly, everybody had cows.
Yeah.
And never didn't have no cows. Their uncle's cows grazed on their land. So they just kept weeding things down. Well, frankly, everybody had cows.
Yeah.
And never didn't have no cows. Their uncle's cows grazed on their land. So they just kept weeding things down. And then the wintertime, they'd butt off and run the snakes and things back. But now you better not go. Better not
go
out in the yard.
He cut Monday, same time Bill Wynn cut. They both cut.
Was the time it really rained.
It was on Monday?
Because we carried on with the doctor that Monday. There was drizzling just a little when we left, and we got the woods just flooding out there. And we come back in, and shoot, it had been raining like a dog water. And still raining until about night.
Yeah.
But it rained some that night, a little like 2 in the morning. So you know, you came by that Monday evening and said that the water man had some 6 tornadoes, and tornado hit in Palatka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
I asked somebody, I've never been in a tornado.
I've been in one. I don't want to be in them. They're bad.
Me neither.
A tornado
is a hurricane. Yes, sir. You know what a hurricane's going to do.
No, you don't know what a hurricane's going to do. You figure what it's going to do.
Well, you know when it's coming.
Yeah, you know when it start up, but you don't know what way law takes most of the time. Law will get right to you. Be done predict to get to you and turn and go the other way.
Yeah.
I turn around and go back.
That's right.
And boy, if they ever start turning around and going back and then coming back and go back and come back, you can look out.
Yeah.
Yes, it is true.
Ain't no different to a storm or hurricane. Ain't no different.
What was that you were saying? I forget what you're talking about. It was about the time the Pattersons come. And you were talking about that the other day, don't you know? What was she saying about that, Bruce?
She'll tell how long he been here.
Yeah, he put the mill up over there. Yeah. Was you ever over there at the mill?
Mm-hmm. First of all, I got 41. Or two. I'd be all over this place riding through woods. If I got out big enough where I could go by myself, should I be somewhere everywhere?
And you named all them old folks that died about the same time. I didn't know all them.
Oh, they died in 39.
Now, who was they?
Miss Lizzie Sawyer.
Miss Lizzie Sawyer.
Mm-hmm. Buddy Sawyer's mama.
Oh.
Uncle Nathan Harrison.
Where did the Sawyers live?
Down there where
Buddy
and them folks live at down in New
York. The 5 year live at Coast.
Where?
No, the 5 year live at.
Oh, yeah.
Right there, the old home place.
Is that nice?
Right there where Miss Lizzie died. The old man died in 33 and she died in 39.
Is that where Buddy's brought up?
Mm-hmm. Born and raised right there. Well, he married. He married out that house. The 5 years. All of them married right out that house. All of them born and raised there.
Yeah. And his brother Ike, what was his brother's name that died?
Moses.
Moses, yes.
Moses was a baby boy.
He's a baby. He's a good sized man.
Mm-hmm.
And who else?
That is
Lizzie
Sawyer, Uncle Nathan Harrison.
Who is he?
My old super granddaddy. My god grandfather. That was Mr. Henry Harrison.
Well, what was he? What is he like? See, I never knew him.
He was much of an old man. He was 76 when he died with him. And shoot, when he speaks, everybody heard of him.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. He spoke everybody heard him. He didn't say nothing.
Is that right?
He whooped me one time. If I did something, he had to say something to me. All the people sit down and call me and ask to talk to a baby.
Yeah.
I didn't do that no more.
Now, what did you call him?
Uncle Nathan.
Uncle Nathan?
His name is Nathan Harrison.
Harrison.
A lot of people call him Uncle Buddy.
Yeah. Well, where did he live?
He lived up on the hill. Right up on the hill from the Zayda Walker.
Oh.
That's where I raised there.
Back up there, up from.
You know where Mr. Only one husband died there.
Yeah.
Didn't the Brahmins have that place? They have a marriage place on that?
Mm-hmm.
I know what time. I saw a sign there passing. It says Brahmins.
Well, you see, that was there a little lane going from Miss Amy's on back up there?
Mm-hmm.
A road? See, mm-hmm. Now that's closed up now.
Oh, I got a big old battery on private property to keep out.
Says now?
Mm-hmm. I also don't know what that is. Little
path. Yeah.
But
it's grown up so.
I wouldn't even know the way to start up to the house. But I ain't been up there to the house since when? 1941.
Is the house still there?
Yeah, the house
still there. Oh, where is it,
Brooks?
Up on the
hill?
It's not
for the
way
to
see. Little
house,
and
up on
the
hill
tree.
Oh.
Was,
not close to Miss Patterson's.
Across the woods from.
Yeah.
Back this way.
I see. I never been out in there.
Well, we used to pull them off and get wood out them woods at back of Miss Patterson.
Yeah. Well.
Well, that's Chase Miss Patterson guy. We used to call that though. He's all McCool place.
Oh.
Well, McCoon, he's on that. While he stayed up there, they call it the McCoon place.
And McCoon knows he's Azor.
Azor.
Mm-hmm. What was Azor's brother's name?
Russell.
Russell.
Russell and Sam.
Sam Jr.
Sam McCoon was the baby boy.
Yeah, I know Sam Jr. was the baby. But I
don't
think the other one was named.
Yeah.
They thought he was the oldest one.
Yeah.
And then Russell and then Sam Jr.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have
that sister. Yeah, we had 14. You know, Edna Kim, her sister. And Lucy was talking about young Timmy. And there was two twin mayors. She was at Lazarus. She married Freeman. Rita Freeman. And Arlo Winmore's there.
Well, now let's see, there's four sisters.
Yeah.
Edna is the one that died early. She's just a young girl. That way back yonder,
mm-hmm.
Right after the war. First one.
Oh,
well, they're long in the 20s.
Oh, yeah. She was
well. And then, let me see, you say there was twins?
Mm-hmm, Mary and Margaret.
Oh, yes, Mary and Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mary married Miss Allie's kinfolk.
Mary married Miss Allie's kinfolk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
for
now, I just now worked yesterday. I was bound. Mad because they tore my house down. You now worked yesterday. You know where used to be Jason Miss Blacksmith shop at?
Yes, it's Jason's home.
Where? What?
You know where Mr. Jason Smith's home at? The old Jason Smith's place on inside the house down below the bar.
No.
You see they are back down in the Blacksmith shop.
Down mm-hmm. Past the bar?
Going towards Orange Hill.
What house is that?
It's on this side of the highway.
Left side going?
Yeah, the right side coming back.
You know, the Cooper Smith had to move his house.
I remember where Mr. Smith was.
Well, right up there next to Mr. Smith's house, just above it, I'm on the oak tree, where I was on. On Mr. Bradley's place.
Oh, that wasn't the Bradley that lived up here at the Evanston.
Herbert Bradley.
Yeah. But did he ever live down there? Or did he live up there?
He lived up there for a good house. Yeah. He just had that house down there in the edge of the field for a cellar. First cat of home, Miss Bradley gave it to me. My boy home near her
apron. Is that right?
Big old friend of Tom's cat. I even got a cat to sleep with.
Is that right?
I guess I don't
talk to him about a cat. I ain't that baby now. Thank God I'm going to get my own cat.
Get two of them if you want them, I reckon.
He said, why these cats here?
He got one.
One.
Just one left. You know what happened to him, don't you?
Mm.
Huh?
Well, I don't know.
Out here.
No.
I thought I'd
want to
find. We got a
nice around
here.
Yeah, I imagine.
He comes with us and goes, there's a nice
back there. Can you hear him?
Mm-hmm. Well, I got
better
than all
that
back
there.
I said he's about over in the yard, about 10 minutes or 12, and I run him back.
You mean the middle of the day?
In the middle of the day. That's been about that high. He was about that long. He's when he got, I saw him stick his head around. Look at the little thumb. And he come out where I was and said, Chris, God, what a bobcat. He come right straight on over here. Well, I went to the door and I hollered at him. He jumped back across that road and he kept getting up. He didn't stop to look back. He didn't stand for us.
What'd you do to him?
I had a number holler at him and slap my hand.
Oh.
He said, get up, huh? They ain't gonna go for us.
Oh.
Right now, you can go out there and this can be a foul out there and you start making for them. Just do the hell out there and they hit it. Get some. Mm. That's the thing out there at night time. Don't have the wild animals out there. Make all the fuss you want. They ain't coming up on you. And
no.
They ain't coming up on Friday.
No, they don't like a light.
They won't come up on Friday. They'll come up there and look at that fire. But they ain't coming up on you in that fire.
Yeah.
And you start making fuss. They won't keep going on. They hear that fuss.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, who else was it you were telling about? Uncle Buddy and...
Mr. Henry Harrison. Mr. Bubba Jackson.
Bubba Jackson.
That's May Jackson here.
Oh.
And,
you mean way back then?
Uh-huh. Pa Senior.
What did Bubba Jackson do?
He died. He was a bomb a little bit.
Fine
and said that
is,
I think that's who won't do anything.
Yeah. Well, did
then
he?
Then Mr. George Smith, he had a little soul, he had his fire, he called it Misery. He died, and after he died, Miss Smith, she sold out. And Art Smith, he came with Oklahoma.
Boom, boom, please.
And Oklahoma,
what?
Boom,
boom,
boom, please. Well, he's coming to open up for it. And then after Art come out, Mr. Rogers, he take one.
Oh, same place?
Uh-huh.
And, now let's see, that was, who was that? That had the store?
Mr. George Smith, Mr. D. Smith's brother.
Uh-huh, Mr. George Smith. You're talking about people I haven't heard of.
They died
right
back down. They've been dead
28 years. Well, I know, but I've heard a lot of people in here that, I heard Miss Anna talking about her husband, you know, and everybody talks about him, Mr. Harry.
A lot of them had to live on, Mr. Woods, I say.
Well, I wish you would say, do you for us? Mr.
F.R. is what they call him?
Man.
And what they call him?
He also called
it Father Wood.
Oh,
Father
Wood. Well, I wish they were saying that thing.
Yeah.
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 He said, you know, he wasn't going to do the...
Yeah.
And he told that Ralph, when he got perfect, go ahead and eat it.
He'd tell you no, he wasn't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think he was alive or ill.
Oh, was he?
He sure was. Plenty of people. So he, man, didn't have enough meat, no money, but nothing. He loved hanging.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now does any of the boys take after him?
Harry.
Those are
the boys. Uh-huh. He kind of stayed here too.
Yeah.
I remember when Mr. James and Mr. Fred and Miss Jane married. I was living for the little folks. Well, that's when I said, you know, Fred Woods and Mary?
Pinckney married her cousin about the same time.
The same day.
The same day?
Same time.
Well, Fred never told me that.
She just didn't pick long enough to tell it.
Huh?
She just didn't pick long enough for nobody to tell it.
That little Freddie Tony was a cute little old fat baby when he was born.
Just like this last Freddie?
Mm-hmm. Little Freddie Tony, I ain't seen his baby.
You haven't?
Fred wasn't that big, wasn't that style, but he was a little truck show.
Uh-huh.
But that little Freddie, that's a cute pussy. Now, you know my brother Pump and put it. He got it. He had a little arm, his little arm, his biggest, my arm on him.
Yeah.
He got the pussy, let him be a boy.
Yeah.
And every time he falls, don't he hurt himself.
Yeah.
Well, his daddy ain't ugly.
No, he's a handsome fella. And his mama is right nice looking, too.
Mm-hmm. I know she was cute when she was little. I don't know how she looked well.
Well, how many else is there now you're naming? That went on the grocery there where the bar is now.
Mm-hmm. I think he was about the last one died. Yeah, well. He died right off the cut of our senior dad. I got up one morning, and I don't know why. Every morning, when it's breaking, my dad gets me up around 4 or 5 o'clock before she leaves, where I catch a night spot out and do a business from work that I could do it before she leaves. Where I ran down the right north corner of the house on the back. And then as I get along by that rain barrel, it was like me two men. Like that Mr. Bradstone, looking at me. So I just kept seeing it. I went and I told her about it. She don't tell Papa nothing about it. I haven't seen it for a long time. But there's that sign of death. So I got up that morning, it was daylight and I met him. She didn't go on the west, so I told the old man about it. He thought, that's just my spirit wondering out at that baby. One long before he took the baby.
Yeah.
And I asked her student that baby's cousin. And I saw Miss Liz and Sawyer that Thursday morning, just as plain as daylight. She was coming up the hill, and she ain't never got to the house yet. But I told her, as I said, Miss Liz and Sawyer coming. She's like coming up the hill. She said, well, I wonder where she going. And that Saturday evening, she fell with a stroke. She died at 2 in the morning.
Now that's Miss Sally.
Miss
Lizzie Sawyer.
She died in July. No man, he died in September, 2 weeks later. Uncle Henry Harrison died.
You mean that close together?
That close together. About a month after then, Mr. Bubba Jackson died. 3 or 4 weeks after then, because Pop Tini died. About 2 or 3 weeks later, Mr. George Smith died. Oh, one right behind them.
Well, now, what Smith was that?
Mr. Dave Smith, Lorna Smith's brother.
Oh, is it?